It's very difficult to distinguish between whether we've disrupted a memory in an animal's brain, disrupted the storage, the presence of a memory, or interfered with the ability of the animal to access that memory. In fruit flies, we have a way of doing that by silencing a particular group of neurons in a reversible way. And an experiment that we did a number of years ago is to take a part of the brain of the fruit fly called the mushroom bodies. The mushroom bodies are a known learning center in the flies. And what we did is we transiently, temporarily blocked those neurons from releasing their neurotransmitter. And when we did that, we found that if you stop those neurons from firing, from releasing neurotransmitter, while the animals were learning a lesson about a particular odor, and the lesson was that that odor predicted a nasty foot shock. So if you blocked those neurons from releasing transmitter while they learned, they could learn just fine. But if you blocked those neurons from communicating, from releasing neurotransmitter, while you later asked the animals to remember that experience, they couldn't do it. And what that told us is that the release of neurotransmitter from the mushroom bodies was required to retrieve a memory, but not to lay down the association between the foot shock and the odor.